I jokingly tell people that if I just graduate before I'm 40, that's all that matters. And they're like, oh, no, you'll be fine. I'm like, no, seriously, that's a concern.
That's University at Buffalo graduate student Sabrina Casucci. She'd been working at the high-tech manufacturing company Great Batch for over 5 years when she decided to quit her job and go back to college to earn a PhD in production systems engineering.
I had a good job. I was a manager for their continuous improvement projects. So for all of the different plants that they had in the U.S., I was managing all of that. I lived in Indiana. You know, I had a house there. And it was tough to say, how do you go from a job where you make a very good living to saying, I'm going to move back in with my mom and make less than I made ever as a working adult. So that was certainly a tough decision, but the best decision ever.
Casucci had racked up a lot of work experience before making the decision. She'd spent over a year working as a process engineer at a nuclear reactor company before working on a range of products for Great Batch. It was after she'd completed a project involving medical technology and had moved on to one involving plumbing products that she had a realization.
What I figured out while I was in the plumbing world was that I wanted to get back there, but I also wanted to take another different step into the problems in healthcare, right? So now I'm looking at care delivery. Understanding the benefits of devices themselves and the need for all these great products is now how do we create processes and systems that can best utilize all these great technologies.
With her bachelor's degree in material science and engineering from Purdue University and master's of business administration from UB, you'd think it was time to settle down. But Casucci decided to keep building her education and focus her engineering skills on the medical field. She says her friends and family thought she was crazy, but she really wanted to find satisfaction in her work.
What I didn't realize way back then was that human side of engineering that comes into things and how you can really focus on that to make life better.
Casucci says one of the most rewarding parts of being a student again is that she can explore different topic areas, and her work is now being recognized nationally. Recently, she and her fellow researchers presented their emergency room mobile app to the House of Representatives Subcommittee on Health and Technology in Washington, D.C.
I'm really hoping that we can do something, no matter which direction it goes, we can make some really meaningful impact on the healthcare system.
Casucci says the future for the ER app looks promising, but even as she's finishing her PhD, she'll be working on solutions to challenges within the healthcare sector. Those include improving the process of refilling hospital inventory to a program that keeps track of your medication schedule and the medicines they conflict with. Casucci says her advice for those who aren't where they want to be in their career is to take the plunge and go back to school no matter what age you are. She says you won't regret it.
I worked a lot when I was professional. So, you know, the 60, 70-hour week was nothing. I probably do 80 or so now, and I feel like I work less now than I did then.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.